It's Steve-O from the 4i Radio Network, and I'm here to talk to you about RevengeLover.com. It's a great place to get logos, sponsors, artwork, t-shirts, anything and everything you need artwork design-wise. This is the place to go. You go to RevengeLover.com, you can check out samples, go ahead and get inquiries, and find something that's pretty much fits you. Or even get, you know, some commission-based stuff done. So again, go to www.RevengeLover.com.
Hey, this is Mike and Tom from Ballpark Bros.
You're listening to another great show on the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Check us all out on 4eyedradio.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Life is Shit. I think I turned mine up too loud. There we go. I'm Steve-O.
I'm Pat.
And yeah, this is a brand new episode. We didn't get this week because Patrick had his parents in town. Yeah. And then he's also going out to see them this weekend. So we're recording early. So this is actually a Tuesday night for us, which is a little different.
Yeah.
A little different. I feel like what we have right now, like set up on your table, is like this, like almost like NPR show where it's all like, so today we're going to talk about this new canned fruit from AOL Cake Cream. Yes.
Combined with Nabisco.
And you get a delicious
AOL Cake Cream Nabisco. Find it at your local Albert's.
Wait, are Albert's? Yeah, Albertson's are still around. I'm trying to remember like places that Kohl's, like it's a, this, again, we're on a roll, kids. I was just thinking, it's like a Kmart. Yeah. When you hear there's still a Kmart somewhere, you're wait, what?
Is it?
Yeah, I've heard stories. Like people like, oh, I just go down to the Kmart. I'm like,
what
year?
Yeah. Do you have a time machine?
You drive down with the DeLorean with Doc Brown. You're just all like, oh, there's the Kmart.
And get the blue light special. Oh. I go down to the Kmart.
I'm going to go on Maps.
Yeah,
and
let's
type
find
in Kmart.
While Patrick's doing that, I'll tell you that you can find us on 4iRadio.com, Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Mirror Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, Player FM, and now Google Play Music. And don't forget to go to thesasquatch.net and click on that Amazon banner and shop like you normally do. We'll get a little taste of you now that's all the way. So, and yes, actually, yes, if there's a Kmart still around, I will totally have them as a sponsor. That'd be fantastic. I'd be like, I'm Steve, and I'm Pat, and we go down to the Kmart Blue Light Special.
So in the Valley. There are three.
There's three.
There's one in, well, AJ.
Oh, okay.
Big shocker. One in Peoria.
Okay. Interesting.
And one near Glendale, Litchfield Park.
All right. Which is the closest from us? Because we might have to make a journey there.
The AJ Kmart.
The AJ Kmart. That's like the worst one to go to.
It only has 2 stars on Yelp.
Wait, it has 2.
It has reviews. Even.
Oh, wow. This might be the new Kmart reviews. This is fantastic. And this is from AJ people. So this is not even up to their standards.
Yeah, here's one of them. Made an online order today out of Christmas despair.
Wait, today? Like, what is this dated?
A year ago?
Okay. Oh, a year ago? That's even better.
And each item. No, not even. This is from, last Thanksgiving.
Okay, so 2016.
Each item stays available for store pickup only.
Four later, I get into the store and find out I was not ready. 20 more minutes and finally, they had to wait 20 minutes and they're complaining.
Well, then, hey, you made the drive for 4 hours.
It gets better.
Okay.
I got my order with one item missing. Another subtitled. When I got home, I found out that my newly bought trash can. Wait.
What? Oh my god, this show is on a roll!
So they're Christmas shopping for a trash can.
With AJ.
my god. Who goes Christmas shopping for a tree? And they posted the review 4 times. The same one.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
So if you're looking for a trash can at Christmas time, don't go to Kmart.
Don't go to Kmart. Oh my god. Wow. Maybe that's what he meant by the four. I'm pretty sure he meant he had to drive 4 hours, but maybe he meant like, I have 4 of these posts. Maybe yeah. When you go down to the next one where it has the 4, it goes 3, and then he has 2.
Man.
If you think we should get a gold mine out of this, we might have to start doing like a monthly Kmart review, like once a month, like kind of
the
thing.
The AJ Kmart. Welcome to the AJ
Kmart review.
Yeah. Let me have this place is beyond trash.
Oh, there's more.
Only plus about it is that it has a Little Caesars. Once in this dump, I can see why it's a dump. There were a couple of crackheads eating pizza and tweaking out about stuff. Oh man.
Wait, what was the star review on that one?
That's 1 star.
That was 1 star, okay.
Checkout was beyond slow, like the lady scanned each item. Is that what you're supposed to do? I mean, supposed to skip some?
Oh my god!
Oh, I see you're getting a flat screen TV and a toothbrush. We'll scan the toothbrush and skip the TV.
You know what? Let's see the fucking radio station's trying to steal this thing from us.
Oh man. Kmart reviews.
I love it, my god! Okay, you have to do one more. One more.
This one, 3 stars.
Oh, okay, so the top...
And it says, it's Kmart. Okay. So, yeah, 3 stars.
I think we just found... Unless something else comes up in the show, but I think that's the title of this episode. It's Kmart.
It's Kmart. Not bad, just nothing special. Nothing really sets Kmart apart. Well, yeah. Gotta shop here from time to time for MH exclusives. So you'll see me busting out my Maverick patch. And showing it off with pride. What's an MH exclusive?
Wait a minute. So he literally was like, nothing special about the Kmart, but when I show up at the Kmart, that's when it gets special.
That's when it's
I'm starting to believe he rated himself 3 stars.
Yeah.
It's probably like some Magnum Club or whatnot. But that answers the question, though.
Monster High is what an MH exclusive is, apparently.
Apparently, like
Monster
TV show?
High has like, or Kmart has exclusive things on Monster High, I guess.
Oh, all right, good for them. But it did answer one of my questions. I guess they still sell. Okay, never mind. That didn't answer my question. I literally thought he was talking about like guns. So I thought he was talking about like, like they're the only place that sells.
Oh no, never mind. It's Men's Health. Apparently, Adam Levine. Maroon 5 has an exclusive collaboration with Kmart? I'm sorry, the front man from Maroon 5 has to resort to Kmart? Really? Are we kidding here?
No. I went to Kmart today for their blue line specials.
And it's some sort of combination of Men's Health and Adam Levine and Kmart.
But this guy only goes there for that. That's what's keeping him in business, apparently. I'm sorry, Pat.
Hey, you get Adam Levine on board. I guess you'll be able to sort of stay on board.
But Pat, where is a place that you would never shop in your entire life, but they have this one item that you can only get there, so that's what you go in for? That's what this guy does. He only buys that, and that's monthly.
Yeah.
He buys that item monthly.
Can I just say with the one place? Probably Aveda, actually.
You think?
Well, yeah, because I like their shampoo and conditioner. And
okay.
I mean, it's hair care stuff, but it's primarily like a chick store. You know, it's like fancy, you know, hair stuff. But
okay.
I like their stuff, though.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying, but like, he literally goes every month to this Kmart for this one item.
Who buys clothing every month? I don't.
Is it men's clothing or is it
It's clothing.
Oh, I thought it was like a magazine.
No.
Oh my god, I literally thought it was men's health magazine.
No. No, it's clothing. I'm like, who buys clothing?
Oh, that totally blew my mind.
Who buys clothing monthly?
No, he probably does. Okay, so then he only goes there for the... No, I thought it was a magazine because that means it comes out every month, and that means he made that dedication pact of, I really like this magazine. I'm going to go to the store just for this magazine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Target had some stuff that I would go. that I like when I'm shopping for stuff, but I think they got rid of that. But I don't know. That's weird. But so there's three live Kmarts. We will have to
in the Valley.
In the Valley, we will have to check on the other two, though. I love their reviews, but I want to check out the other two just to see how everything stacks.
Yeah.
some point. But oh my god, that was great! I'm gonna post this four times. Merry Christmas. Here's a trash can.
My Christmas despair. And when I finally got the trash can home, like, what? Who gets a trash can for your poor kids? Guess what, kids? We got a new trash can.
Yay!
Yay! How now, all of you get in it.
No, he's all like, you throw your trash out once, but afterwards,
we got to take it back.
No, I was waiting for it to be mine. He's all like, oh, no. I thought he was over his trash can fetish. Yeah. This is how the last one got busted, where he just kept mounting it and just having his way with it. That's why he called it Christmas Despair, because he didn't want to replace his girlfriend.
Oh, man.
We were coming up on dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess you could say it was his rubber maiden.
We'll be right back after messages from this broadcast. You want to get a trash can? Well, come on down to Kmart.
Come on to Kmart.
I hear it. What's that sound, Pat? It's the Blue Light Special.
And some crackheads.
Yeah.
Eating Little Caesars.
Because that, you know, when you go shopping at Kmart, there's a Little Caesar out back. Kmart. Sorry, it's a Kmart.
Because let's be honest, it's still Kmart.
But anyways, let's...
Even like 10 years ago, they were like kind of ghetto, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I remember, what were you getting? I think when you were getting your GameCube.
No, that was a Walmart.
Oh, was it a Walmart?
But
there
was,
one that you're, maybe it was a game or something, you were waiting for overnight at the Kmart.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I ever waited overnight at the Kmart.
It was a Kmart, dude. I remember because... I was at, who was I? Maybe Dean or something. So it came by.
No, it was I know that it was for the GameCube. It was a Walmart, but you probably remember when we were growing up on Ray Road, where the JCPenney's is now. If people know what I'm talking about, that was a Kmart.
Yeah,
and that like literally Target opened up, and Kmart it just died.
Yeah,
it literally died the next day.
Well, Target's like a high class Walmart. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Walmart's a step above Kmart.
Which is so bad if you think about it.
Target was, yeah. Well, I remember in North Carolina,
the
Walmart, they called it Wally World.
Yeah, the Wally World.
And you'd have, like, these toothless rednecks. You know, you'd be trying to get a cab or something. You go down to Walmart, because that's, like, the store in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So you get these rednecks. Really, I would take you out, you know... Cab ride down to the Walmart. Like, go down to Wally World.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Wally World. What you gonna do down there? Get you some beers? Like,
some cigarettes.
No, that's a toothless old lady. You boys got any cigarettes? How about some beers then?
Did one of your buddies go with her?
Yes. Weird part was the dude looked identical to James Dean.
Oh, really?
Not even kidding. He looked like spitting image of James Dean.
Damn.
So, like, good-looking guy, right?
Yeah.
He would pick up the nastiest women. Like, toothless, huge, everything else you can think of. And I feel like, what are you doing, man? I'm like, you're probably, like, the best-looking guy here.
Maybe he was like, he's like, look, a haggard mess goes out with a good-looking guy like me. I can do anything in the bedroom.
He was, like... backwoods hillbilly too, though. Like, he might look like James Dean, but he was all sorts of back. I remember, because he was my roommate there. I remember waking up in the morning once, and he's standing in the mirror, staring at his own ass. He's wearing, like, a tight pair of jeans or something. I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, man, it looks good, doesn't it? I'm like, what? He's like, man, my ass looks good today. I'm like, that's kind of gross.
You're like, no, thank you.
I'm like, not really. He's like, man. He starts, like, smacking himself and everything. He's like, woo! I'm like, okay. And he smoked a corn cob pipe, too.
Oh, okay. Well, now he brought me back around now. I like him.
Yeah.
The James Dean corn smoking pipe.
He was
guy.
A weird dude. His name was Fawn. I'll never forget that guy.
Pat, I bet you had fond memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the episode will be called Fawn now.
I remember one time we were at where was that place? Topsail Island. We would go there because it was nice. It was, you know, beachfront and everything. But there was this bar called Cherries there that didn't card.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was underage at the time. So I'd go just wrecked every night there. I'm like just blackout drunk. I finally fall asleep on like the floor of the. And oh, we would stay at like this B&B, like sort of hotel place that has a huge wraparound deck and everything. It's like this wonderful old lady.
Oh, yeah.
She would let us just have the run of the place.
Oh, wow.
She would leave for the weekend and just leave us there.
Oh, God.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
It's, yeah, I remember finally just passing out on the floor or one of the rooms or something. And him shaking, violently shaking me awake. He's like, hey, I brought this chick back. He's like, you know, I had my way, and she says, go get the short guy. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm like, what the hell? And I crack open his door, and I'm like, oh, hell no. I shot at him, I'm like, ain't happening, dude. He's like, whatever, man, she wants you. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Just no. It's something, this other, like, just nasty-looking dude we were, like, stationed there with, he was like, I'll take care of that. I'm like, oh, man. And then, like, so he goes in. 5 minutes later, she runs out crying and, like, leaves.
Oh, wow.
And, well, first she grabs Fawn. She's like, I can't believe you did this to me. I'm like, what the hell?
Wow.
It was terrible. And so then I asked, like, the nasty dude, I'm like, what the hell? He's like, man, I don't know what happened. I just walked in there and she started crying. I'm like, well, I can see how you have that kind of effect.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. He's like, I swear I didn't do anything to her. I didn't touch her or anything. I'm like, yeah, okay. All you have to do is look at her. I'm like, that's pretty bad, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Where were we? Kmart. Yeah,
we're on Kmart, and then I was about to jump into
fitting with Kmart.
How was your week and everything? Because we haven't caught up in a while.
My week was pretty good.
You had your parents in town?
Yeah, they hung out for a bit. Well, they're selling their house down here, so they came down here to check out some stuff. And my brother just had surgery. So.
Oh, yeah, this is news to me.
He had a tumor in his jaw.
What?
It was benign.
Oh, okay, but still.
It was like the size of a golf ball. So, and they told him that his face, that side of his face is going to be numb for the next 6 months.
Oh, shit.
I asked him if he's going to start talking like Stallone or something.
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Pat, you want to come over for a barbecue? You know? You just want to fry him up and stuff like that. And,
That's Sean's new voice on the show.
Yeah. Hey Pat, you gotta have some brewskis. I can't drink it. I can't feel half my face. What happened, Pat?
Pat. Yeah. So he had that.
Pat's like, damn it.
Yeah. So that was part of why they came out here.
Okay.
Yeah, they hung out for the weekend. And that was cool. Went out to Eggsy Wilderness.
Oh, I love the place.
Yeah, the place is good.
Good sours.
Heck yeah, they had some nice ones.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Very cool. And then also your daughter, she just had a birthday recently.
She did. Yeah.
So she's now 8.
8.
8. Yep. Mm-hmm. So 10 more years, man.
I know. 10 more, another decade.
And then I get to move in.
Yeah.
Be like, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Steve, I'm sorry, I remarried, I have more kids, and just no space for you here.
No way. I can't have more kids.
That'd be the greatest thing ever. There's always, like, an empty chair every place you go. They're like, who's that for? It's like, Steve. You haven't seen Steve in, like, years. It's like, yeah, but when he comes home, I want him to know he has a place here.
Yeah, that's right.
your new woman's like, I did not sign up for this.
Yeah, she's like, I'm starting to think Steve's imaginary.
Yeah, because no one sees him. Oh, my God, that'd be so weird. Yeah. But then all these other people see me, so it'd be really weirder.
Yeah.
Imaginary Steve.
Yeah.
Or it's like the joke we say, we're like, if like we didn't hang out, like I just stop existing or something like that. Like that was it. If you die,
yeah,
you know how like sometimes like the pets will die after or something like that, alone they just throw it up. But if Pat dies, I don't die. I just literally, I just vanish from existence, and there's no record of me anywhere.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, it turns out that like Steve was just on Pat's head all these years.
Yeah, that's what it turns out. Pat just goes, Pat just dies, and they're just like, my son was insane. Yeah. He thought he had this best friend, Steve. And then when they got to high school, they started calling him Steve-O. It was just okay. And then like he would always be like, hey, yeah, no, Steve's coming over. I'm recording a podcast. I'm like, honey, you're 30.
Yeah.
You're 33 years old.
And then at one point, he just started recording this podcast by himself.
It's weird because it's just like this one-sided conversation.
One-sided audio.
I will have to say he's really good though, because like the music turns on and turns off, and all the bells and whistle work on it. So he puts some production value to it.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But he, like, I don't know if he had a script or whatnot. Like one night he just spent like 15 minutes talking about Kmart.
He does this thing called ScanBC, and it's just like 5 minutes of silence while he's just laughing.
That's amazing. Oh, God, I'm having way too much fun right now. Yes, and then my week, I saw Moana. I'm like, Moana. I want to combine Mulan and Moana together, man. And make my own, like, Mulana. Ooh, oh, that actually kind of works. Ooh.
Mulana.
I'll make a man out of you. Wait. Whoa. Because of that song in Mulan. Yeah, saw that. Really entertaining, really fun. Then I binged watched like two shows. Glow, the new one on Netflix about like women's wrestling in the 80s. Really good. And then also The Master of None. I watched all that. I really want another one. So it sucks because I just finished season two pretty much. And you're like, dang it. Went out to dinner with my mom last night and my sister. Although the that just holds up this Smurf toy. Oh yeah, but I haven't done a podcast.
It's like come hither, Smurf.
That's what I was gonna talk about. I haven't done a podcast in like a week. The last one I did was Not Another Be Horrorcast last week, but we didn't do Socially Awkward this week, the SAS, because Matthew's like, hey, we're going out drinking, which we'll talk a lot on Socially Awkward this week, hopefully, because we do have guests coming on. But I hung out with Matthew's crew, his work friends and everything like that, and I met some new people and stuff like that. And at the end of the night, it was just kind of – never heard this before, but did the whole handshake turns into a hug thing or whatnot with one of Matthew's coworkers, and she decided to reply with, you smell really good.
You do smell really good.
So – see what happens. So
yeah, your apartment smells good too.
It's always clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody always says when they come over, they're like, "Oh, it's so clean."
Yeah, it's fresh and
so clean. I wish I had that on a drop. But yeah, so that's pretty much been my week. And then that's what I wanted to announce. Big announcements for the Life is Shit podcast. We will be doing what?
Your mom, of course.
Oh yeah, dinner with my. Oh yeah, that was the greatest part. They decided to go to dinner without me.
Of course, yeah.
Oh yeah, I should talk about that. So, I was gonna say I'll tell you the announcement thing. So, Pat and I will be doing a show in Vegas. So, go ahead and hit us up when we get there. We'll be in a hotel room and just recording the podcast like normal. If you guys want to be an audience, you can, but not mandatory or whatnot. But yeah, speaking of that kind of stuff, so. My sister and my mom were having a conversation yesterday while we were at dinner or whatnot. Went to this Noodle & Company, it's called. It's really good. Get a bunch of different – I got some pad thai. Delicious. I love me some Thai food. So we're having this conversation. My sister was like, oh, yeah, so I'm going to go out of town. We're just going up to like Payson or something, like a cabin, you know, at the end of the last weekend of July. And my mom's like, oh, okay, yeah, no, nothing's going on. It's like, yeah. And then my mom's like – and then my sister's like, oh, but I don't know if I have to do this, like, flower show thing. So I checked my work, and they said as long as you get back before, like, noon or something like that, you should be good to go or whatnot. And that's on Sunday. And my mom's like, yeah, no, go ahead, because nothing's going on that weekend. And I'm like, ah. In my head, I'm sitting there going, like, okay, you do realize that's my birthday on Sunday, so we're not doing anything for my birthday. So I was like, okay. That I know that, I'm gonna get a bunch of Coke and some ice cream and just make some sad black cows.
Oh, there you go. I'm taking you to Vegas for your birthday.
No, man. I know. So that's that. So I'll get that. That's why I'm just like, whatever. I did request this, though. You don't have to do it because you're doing the Vegas thing. But I told people, if you want to give me a birthday present, this is the best birthday present you can get me. Hookers. The mini, what did you say?
Hookers.
Oh,
shit. No. Mini hookers?
No. The mini Super NES is going to be released in September, but you can pre-order it. But it comes with 21 games. No, this is awesome, man. 21 games, $80. Two controller system. All of these games are inside of it. One of the games is Star Fox 2 that was never released.
Oh.
I honestly have the Nintendo Power magazine where they talked about it, and then the game was never heard from again.
Man, I remember that magazine.
Nintendo Power?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have like boxes still of that stuff.
Yeah, it was from like the 70s.
I don't know. 70. No, one came out in 90s. I think one, the 90s. Yeah, it'd be the 90s. Or the late 80s, because I know, I think I have one that's like, when did it come? No, it was 91.
90s.
That's when I got that one. So it had to be in like the 90s. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, what? So I need that in my life. But other than that, yeah. So Vegas is going to be fun. We're going to track down Olaf.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good times.
Track them all. Tell him life is shit.
Yeah, tell him life is shit. Well, we have to thank him.
Life is shit. Yeah,
he's the reason we changed the name and up the game. Ooh, I liked it. Oh fuck, we should have done that. That should have been our slogan. Yeah. Life is shit. Change the name. Up the game.
Yeah,
it's like an action.
Depression and misery.
Yeah, depression of misery.
Hashtag life is shit.
Hashtag Kmart.
Hashtag Kmart. Hashtag Christmas garbage can.
What was it?
Oh, you
Christmas despair. That was it. Yeah. I was trying to remember that.
Hashtag Christmas despair. Hashtag Yuletide can.
But yeah, so that'll be fun. We'll see how that goes. We'll keep you guys posted. We'll have Marco Polo. I'm going to try to Twitter. I hope Vegas doesn't disappoint again. Because I have some great experience so far, two times I've gone to Vegas. The first one was when I tweeted and tagged Las Vegas in the tweet about somebody stumbling out of the casino and vomiting. And I said, oh, nothing like walking back to your hotel room and somebody has passed out on a puddle of their own pride at Las Vegas. Yeah. Hashtag Vegas. Next morning I wake up and they followed me. And I'm like... Did you not read, or do you just follow anything that has at Vegas in it?
It's always an event.
And a thing. And then the next time we went, and you were giving the guitarist $1 and some money and talking to him for a bit, and I'm sitting there watching you do your thing.
Oh, that was amazing, too.
Drinking my beer, and I got my great second time I go to Vegas with, hey, man, I got that Coke you wanted. Yeah. And I'm like, not knowing, because again, and I asked everybody this thing, if you're trying to... Strike up some business or whatnot, don't you usually use the line like, you guys like to party? And then you can go, yes. And it's like, how hard? And then you can drop a little bit of what you're selling, and then we can go, oh, no, we're good. Or you can be like, yeah, I want to do that. This guy just came right out of the gates with, I got that Coke you wanted. And I'm like, I don't have any money, and I didn't order Coke.
Yeah.
Thank you, Coca-Cola. And he's all like, no, I got that Coke you wanted. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have any money, and I can't buy you a Coke kind of thing. Is that outside?
There's motion at my front door.
Oh. Unless it was the person going to the next.
That's probably my neighbor.
Yeah, Pat. Oh, yeah, we'll have to talk about that. And then finally he asked me, he's like, man, you want to buy some Coke? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. And he was just like, then he just walked away furiously. And Pat comes over. He's all like, did you know that man? I was like, no. He's like, because he was talking to you for like a while. And I'm like, he's trying to sell me Coke. And Pat's like, oh. But yeah, so I can't wait for the next interaction in Vegas. What is it in store for me next? But
heck yeah.
Did you find out who was?
No.
So yeah, we'll talk about this before we dive into some scam BC or whatnot. But Pat, you got a brand new. I came to your place because I haven't been over here in like, I would say probably a month.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Thereabouts, yeah.
Walk up and I'm like, oh, is it this year? You're like, yeah. And I go, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Just look for the place with the busted doorbell. And I look over and Pat has this new fancy doorbell with like a camera on it and everything like that. I'm like, okay. So you, I should have plugged you in for audio.
That's nothing. There's nothing there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Creepy.
It's like lurking in front of my door. That's weird. Yeah, I didn't think of anything.
That's cool. Can you save those videos?
Yeah.
I would save that. We might be able to do some stuff with that and be like, yeah, maybe something is out there.
It's just like, hey!
It's just the cream of Chase.
I want lurch.
But yeah, so you got a whole new like security thing.
Yeah, well, because the thing was like, so I moved, right? But AET, well, they've been billing me for my old house. We're apparently still monitoring it for
whatever reason.
Yeah. And so I get this bill. I'm like, as I come, I'm like, I'm not paying this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I told you guys I was moving that I wanted to transfer the services. I'm like, and to cancel it on the old place. And you didn't. So I'm not paying for crap.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to transfer it, cool. So they send the rep over on Sunday. The guy comes in and everything. And he's like, yeah, it looks like you've got like a whole pile of money to spend. I'm like, oh, cool. So you made it right. Good. And so, yeah, they gave me an indoor camera. They set up the system and everything. And then they gave me this thing called, like, the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a doorbell. It's got, like, a camera on it and, like, two-way audio and, like, you know, one-way camera. So somebody rings the doorbell, and then it either hits my phone or my iPad or something. And then I can answer the doorbell from my phone or my...
So you could literally be on, like, the toilet.
Yeah. And somebody rings the doorbell, like, oh, hey, cool. Hey. Yeah, yeah, I got the... tacos.
it's just DoorDash.
Yeah, send them inside.
Yeah,
you know, open the door and send them inside. Don't worry about it. And I can see you, so I know if you try to do anything funny.
Yeah,
I'm watching you. Yeah,
from my throne.
I'm watching you. Yeah. So, yeah, that's true. So I can totally DoorDash something and not have to interact with them at all.
I mean,
in person. just tell them, just open the door and leave the food on the floor, man. It's cool.
No, screw that. Soon you'll have the camera, and then you just need to find like a moderate sized robot to be able to open the door and carry things. So soon you don't even have to have any human interaction. In fact, the robot will probably start doing the podcast. Like you'll just be there. We'll just put things up, and then the robot will be doing your motions. This is Misconnections. You're like, hey, you're not allowed to talk.
Yeah. What is my purpose?
Or it's like, Johnny Five. So what did I tell you? You're not Johnny Five. You're AOL King Cream. Now shut up.
What is my purpose? You pass butter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, join the club. But, yeah, so I think it's time that we jump into some ScanBC, if you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, kids. Time for
scan. They hear me scanning some BC.
Scan BC. Because we got carried up and we talked to some drugs, everybody knows that all the crimes are adorable. ScanBC. Alright, so we got some ScanBC now. And, yeah. So, of course, what we like to do, Pat and I like to follow the Twitter handle, ScanBC, at ScanBC. You can go ahead and follow this. We grab all the tweets from there. And we like to read about how adorable Canadian crimes are. You know, you have people like a child dying or something like that. It's just always bad news. But it's nice to find some fun ones. So here we go, Patrick. Hashtag Vancouver. Right. Fire hazmat team is responding to 1690... West Broadway after an unknown white powder was found in a package.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, eh? But I think we should take it back to the lab, eh? I think it's just powdered sugar, eh? Hey, eh? You want to get A, eh? Let's get A, eh? All right, Patrick. Right. Hashtag Vancouver. Police are responding to the Trump Tower. I didn't know they had a Trump Tower in Canada.
There's one everywhere.
After securities detained a male for urinating on the side of the building.
Yeah.
I'll show you build a wall. I'll build a pee rainbow on your your Trump Tower, eh? All right, Patrick.
Right.
Police are on scene. A male was attacked with an axe in Moody Park. Transported to the hospital with major head injuries. I like how this just happened in a place just called Moody Park, though.
I know.
It's kind of all
so
like...
So moody.
He's so moody today. He's like, this is why I brought the axe. All right, Pat. Hashtag Vancouver. A lot of Vancouver tonight. Police are responding to Seekonah and Hastings for reports of drunk driver high... Oh, okay. There we go. Cream. There we go. I was all like, let me make sure. Okay. You can't put, like, commas and stuff. So it's always just, like, the fast tweets and everything like that. Well, you can, but it just eats up whatever now. Okay, yeah. Okay. Reports of a drunk driver high-centered his car on a tree stump and can't get it off.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Hashtag Ridge Meadows Pack. And you know why I bring that up? Because hashtag RCMP is involved.
Yes.
Responding.
The Mounties.
Okay, we're the Mounties, eh? Responding to reports of someone chasing a black bear with a remote control car. Hashtag Maple.
Yeah. Hashtag horrible decisions.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, I think that was actually the last one.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one.
Hey, boo-boo. You see that remote control car? Okay.
I'm going to maul that person.
I don't think that's a good idea, Yogi.
All right, so that's going to wrap up Scan BC. But Patrick.
Yes.
Do you have some misconnections?
I do.
Sweet. So without further ado, Patrick is going to take us not to Kmart, unless there's a misconnection at Kmart's, but.
Man, I wish.
But it's without
like
further
ado. You were there buying a garbage can. Yeah. I saw you in your Christmas despair. What color was my bus?
All right, it's time for Patrick's misconnections.
Yeah, it's time for Patrick's misconnections. Oh, so sit back and relax, cause he's gonna take it to sexy town. Yeah, Patrick's misconnections. Yeah.
All right, Patrick, what do you have for us tonight?
Broken home post.
Broken home post.
Belated question. One wonders how all this happened. Chaos, misunderstanding, miscommunication, now it seems misery and suffering. Nothing in this post made sense.
Yes.
Except the two jobs.
Okay.
If this was a post event, then okay. If you're meant to look for assistance, know that some are willing to listen and help. All is forgiven regardless. There's much hope and prayer, and theirs are well and good, and to be sure nothing was meant or intended since day one through today or the day. Gollum cries during the day, for at night there is nobody to hear him anymore.
Moral to a scream in the night.
Gollum cry.
Christmas despair.
Clown fetish.
Okay, yes.
Lost my favorite lady. Loves clowns. In visiting encounters. And then in big scary letters, I'm back. Apparently there's a clown after someone right now. God be with them. And then I think...
I was at a Kmart and a clown just
And
screamed.
Then we have... I believe this is from probably Bobbert.
Oh, okay.
It's the title is Dinosaur. Parentheses, The Ghetto.
I saw you buying from your Christmas spare roar.
No, this isn't a misconnection. I know you've caught me on here before. Roar! I hope you know I'm just looking. It's guilty pleasure, like Star Trek. You know it's lame, but you're just drawn to it. Like me. I don't know what you see in me, especially after push you away. Talking to other guys. Any guy in their sane mind would have run the opposite direction as fast as it could. But you were steadfast, never wavered. I gratefully see something in me, because most of the time I don't, but when I'm with you, I feel nothing. ends with, oh wait, I'm damaged, broken goods. I love you, sexy dinosaur. There's the title.
That's the title.
I love you, sexy
dinosaur. I love you, sexy dinosaur. Yes.
Oh, man.
And misconnection wins.
Yet again. Love you, sexy dinosaur.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, man. Sexy dinosaur. Mm-mm-mm. What? I'm sorry. Half price books. 10 minutes before close, we make eye contact several times. Would you like to get acquitted? Are they a lawyer?
Now you see, if you come with me, you would... Oh, did you hear about that?
Yeah, it was a hung jury.
I didn't... That's a great way to put it, yeah. But Cosby, what he wants to do, though, after it.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
He wants to go
He wants to go to colleges or high schools and tell them not to be tricked by women. Like,
hell yeah. Yes, just like, what was that freak rapist Stanford swimmer guy?
Oh, I have
wants
no idea.
To go on, like, tour, Brock something or other.
Oh yeah,
the
him.
Dude that, like, raped a girl behind a dumpster. That and he guy, wants yeah, to yeah. go give speeches on the dangers of alcohol and promiscuity.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm like, no, you're a no, fucking scumbag.
You're a scumbag, you should yeah. get that. So it's like, now you see what you do, and you just get yourself... A hung jury. I'm gonna go down to the Kmart and try to find my Christmas display.
Oh, I think we got somebody looking for Nate. T for M.
Go on.
Keep talking.
That's like.
I will reply. Wait. I will no reply. I will no reply.
I will no reply.
If you want to do sex.
What? I don't think they speak English.
I don't
English
even know
very
that
well.
Sentence. What does it even mean?
I will no reply if you...
I will no reply back if you want to do sex.
If you want to do sex.
Let me know you down.
Let me low you down.
You need to be 22 to 32.
P.S.
P.S.
I love you, my sexy dinosaur.
Yes, I love you... Sexy dinosaur. I no reply.
I no reply. I love you with the sex dinosaur.
Sexy. Oh, we don't have Kmart, but we do have Walmart.
Oh, sweet.
Saw you today in the lingerie area.
Oh, God.
At Walmart. And keep in mind, this is M for M.
Oh, shit.
We were both looking at panties.
Damn.
Two dudes. I know she had a nice heart bulge in your shorts. If you're the guy, tell me what shirt I was wearing. It had a logo on it. Yeah, and narrows it down.
And then it said,
love you, sexy dinosaur. Dinosaur.
Is that the last one?
Probably.
Good times. Well, I'm spent.
Yeah.
Unless you have anything else you'd like to add. Oh, actually, I will say this. You gave me a tour of your bedroom. No, that's later.
Yeah.
Ooh, my sexy dinosaur. And you have your new comfort set.
Yeah, I
have
your comfort set.
But I like what you're doing. You're building a boat. You're building a boat upstairs.
Yes, I'm manly.
You're manly.
Manly-ing.
Manly. The manly. Have you gotten any of those yet? Have you gotten any manlys
no,
yet?
No,
neither have I.
No, okay. No one listens to this.
200 people listen to it every week.
I don't know who they are.
I love them. They're great.
It's just listening. You 200 times, isn't it?
It's me once. And I you know because I listened to it that I'm like, we're great. So, okay. So technically we probably have about 199 listens.
There you
then,
go.
Because I do listen to at least once of it. And I don't know why. Because I think we're funny.
Yeah.
It gets me. That's why I try to make these episodes longer. Because like as soon as the episode ends, I look at the time at work. I'm just like... Back to reality.
So we need to make him like what, like 8 hours?
Yeah, eight hours long podcast. I don't even know how I do a 2 hour podcast on Friday night.
Yeah.
Or sometimes those get extended to almost like 3-4 hours sometimes doing things. But yeah, but of course you guys can find us on the Twitter at Life Is Shit Cast. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook as well.
I like that you call it the Twitter.
The Twitter?
Like an old person.
The tweets, the twats.
You can find us on the Twitter.
You can find us on the Twitter. And Patrick will be on the Potter.
Just look for the sexy dinosaur.
Well, your place gives me the old man vibes because you literally retired. No, like you have retired. You're like, you're like you bought a boat. You're all
I'm
like,
on the,
you hate young kids these days.
House on the lake.
Music.
You know,
yeah,
you got a boat. Yeah.
You're just like, crotchety old man.
My back. My
you're always early.
And I did complain about my sciatica. So.
Yeah, and you always want to do, like, you're like, hey, dude, I'm going to come over. And you come over at, like, 4, and then we hang out until, like, 7. You're like, yeah, I got to go home, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I got to catch Matlock.
Matlock's on, even though I'm recording it, but, you know. It's like, Matlock's been off the air for years. Shut up.
Yeah, it's time to watch Orange is the New Matlock.
Orange is the New Matlock. Starring Wilford Brimley.
But yeah, I think that's going to wrap up this episode.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us on this lovely, lovely episode.
You people keep being sexy dinosaurs, okay?
Yeah, we love you, sexy dinosaurs.
That's right. We certainly do. Whoever you are.
Whoever you find diamonds are. But until next time, Patrick, I'm Steve-O.
And I'm Pat.
And every time I think about it,
my liver hurts.
Sexy dinosaur. Mm-hmm. My legs are dangling off the edge. The bottom of the bottle is my only friend. I think I'll slip my wrist again and I'm gone, 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 gone. My legs are dangling off the edge. A stomach full of pills didn't work again. I'll put a bullet in my head and I'm gone, 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 gone. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. My sexy dinosaur. Mm-mm. Okay.